Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been almost 40 years since California voters said that they wanted to change the tax laws, that they were being taxed out. And as it stands right now, as you know, under Prop 13, residents, if you own a place and you've owned it for a while, your taxes stay pretty much stable. They go up a max of 2% a year. And except for when you sell a house, then it gets reassessed, and then it gets higher taxes. Now, the corporations and businesses have held on to land for a long time. They get the same tax break as residents. And a group of people, including some foundations here in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Foundation and the Chan Zuckerberg, as in Facebook Foundation, got together with some local government groups and other education people and said, let's change that and make the commercial one float every 3 years. We'd be reassessed every 3 years for commercial property, at least large commercial property, and that would bring in a boatload of new money.
Okay, so this basically would split the role so that residential property doesn't get changed. It'll still be treated like Prop 13. Business property suddenly is being reassessed. But you've got people like John Kupal, who's made his entire career out of fighting for Prop 13, saying things like, we're next on the menu. In other words, homeowners, look out, here they come. If they get the businesses, they'll get you next.
Well, that's the idea. Are you going on that slope, and they will go for the businesses now, and then you next? That remains to be seen. But, you know, Stan, it's been interesting. The split role idea has been around for a long time. It's just never gotten traction. It's kind of been used up in leverage up in Sacramento to get various tax things done. But the idea of putting it before voters in this measure is new, and I think it's the entrance of these foundations, these nonprofit foundations. I mean, they've collected 800,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. They only need 585,000, so that's a good to go. Second of all, like you said, it doesn't affect homeowners. So that you've got a group out there that says, why not? Well, businesses and like the Prop 13 guys in the tax say, hey, yeah, if first it's going to be corporations and they might be paying off, but they're going to pass it on to us, and then it's going to be you next. It's also going to be a question about where does the money go. Now, under this, 40% is supposed to go to schools and 60% is supposed to go to local governments. Do you think it's going to be better classrooms? It's going to be sold as better classrooms, better facilities. Other question is, how much of it is actually going for a pension and health care bailout for public employee unions, because cities and schools are really feeling that debt and they need some relief.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.